Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. Hello, Reverend Lolita. How are you doing today?
I am doing good, Adam. Thank you. It looks like we have
a
jam-packed show
board.
Already. We got, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm like kind of shocked. I didn't know it was like this after work.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Well, what we're going to do, actually, I think I know why. This is supposed to be prime time on Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to go ahead and make an announcement here before we begin taking callers today. We have a special on the website at howpsychic.com. That is spelled howpsychic.com. And that special is 15 minutes for $5, a flat $5 rate. There is no taxes on any appointments that you book with us on howpsychic.com. It's a great deal. Please check it out, people. I'm going to go ahead and open up my chat room here, Lolita. And no chat questions unless we are getting a
you
little...
Bet I got chat, I got chat open, so you're good. You don't need to have chat. I got it open.
Oh, okay. Then we can take questions. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and start taking callers.
Let me just tell everyone the format of the show, please. When I call in, say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question so we can take care of everyone today. All right. So the first caller is going to be area code 631-284.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes. Hello. No problem. Where are you located? What's your question, please?
Suzanne, Long Island, and my question is love life. When do you see a boyfriend?
Okay, give me one moment, and I will pull that out for you and see what we get here. Well, you know what? I am actually feeling that it has been quite some time since your love life has been able to evolve and move forward. In fact, a lot of other things throughout your life have really kept you from being able to have a social life and have a good life outside of work and trying to, you know, keep yourself stable. To answer your question directly, it looks that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yeah. Okay, we are looking about the 17th of 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, May, wait a minute. We are in April, I believe. Yes, so we are looking at the 17th of May here. It does seem to me that a brand new opportunity is headed your way, which is going to be so much better than the opportunities that you've had in the past, including the one that's sort of dwindling right now. That's kind of current but not there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. And this new opportunity, so much more balanced in all the senses of the word, as this individual doesn't have to worry about, you know, where he's getting his next, you know, set of food from, not having to worry about anybody interfering from the past. This individual only seems to have had 3 long-term relationships in his life, and while 2 of which were good, only one was really hurting his heart there for a while. And I feel like his past is his strength, not his weakness.
And do you know when I'm going to meet him or anything about him?
Okay, sweetie. Well, we only do one question per caller on the show, but I'm going to go ahead and let this slide just for now. Like I said, you are going to meet him around the 17th of May. And as far as where you meet him, I'm kind of, is there like a nature preserve or a walk or a park nearby that has a lot of foliage?
No, I don't know of one right nearby.
Okay. Because strange enough, I see it nearby, a lot of foliage, so I'm thinking maybe a park or something. It could even be a store outdoors that has a lot of plants, okay? But I am seeing something that has a lot of plants, a lot of, you know, natural nature around, and this is the area that you're going to be meeting him.
And do you have any, I mean, I'm just asking about, I'm not double questions, like,
well,
you know, his age or anything?
I'm sorry. I need to go ahead and move on to the next caller now.
Yeah.
Hello?
And take advantage of the special that he's offering. So if you want to get further information, he's offering a good special right now. So.
Be like a long-term relationship?
We're going to have to
we're
gonna
have
continue
to check,
on, hon.
You know.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. So the next caller we're going to take, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Area code 803-409.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Shira. My name is Shira, and I'm calling from South Carolina. And my question is about my love life. I'm trying to work some things out. I'm trying to get back into a relationship, and I was wondering where that was going to go.
Okay, let's see. Now, you said that you're trying to get back into a relationship here?
Yeah, we're trying to work some things out, and I was just wondering where it was going to go.
No, it's been off and on quite a few times already, correct?
Yes, it has.
Okay. From what I'm seeing here, it actually does look like it's going to work out because the both of you this time around really do want to put in the effort towards making this work, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I feel even the communication between the two of you is going to improve within a 3 to 4 day time period. It
mm-hmm.
looks to me that the only reason why this has been able to survive this long is because this is divinely driven for the two of you to be together. It also appears to me that there's been a lot of interference from people within his path and within your own.
Right.
Okay. I feel like that is all going to pretty much be behind you guys now, and this is definitely going to be taking a turn for the better over a 2 to 3 month time period. However, that is the amount of time it's going to take to really stabilize it and get it on track. It will show signs of being further along and back on track even sooner than that within just a few days. So I wish you all the best and many blessings.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry. All right, so area code 302-545, please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jackie Conner, and my question is, I have a second interview coming up on Wednesday
mm-hmm.
for your sales manager, and I was wondering if you thought I was going to get the job.
Okay. It looks like a strong possibility, okay? I don't normally do the cards on the show here, but I'm getting the Ace of Wands, the Two of Swords, so it looks like you've been kept from a job for some time now. And you're finally having that, you know, that release where you're not so worried about it. You're just kind of going to let it happen now, and that's what's going to bring it in. Okay, and this has become the strength for you. The judgment card, you've been too afraid of how judgmental people can be, and that's held you back from being able to completely be yourself in a sense. While you want to be yourself to a good degree, not fully, okay? And that's what I feel was a shift and a change here. Able
I'm
to
sorry, you're breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me now? Hello?
I can actually hear you, so I think maybe your phone.
Okay.
Oh.
But wait.
Okay. Well,
hello?
What I was saying is it does look like you're going to get the job, hon.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so
right,
much.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks. All right. Area code 613-219. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada, and I'm just wondering if I have a
You broke up during your question, hon. Donna, can you repeat your question?
Yes, I'm wondering if a man named Cameron and I will communicate again together.
Okay, you're still breaking up. I got you're wondering if a guy named Cameron and you, and then you were breaking up.
If Cameron and I will communicate again and
okay, I'm just going to go off of this one intuitively because I did not get the whole question, and it looks like we're not going to be able to help the airways here for that interference. So it does look like there is a situation that's been a little frustrating because all the communication is having a little bit of an issue here. However, between you and Karen, I actually think I really feel that whatever it is going to go in a better direction. Okay, it looks to be some, like there's a little bit of attraction level there, but I also see finances in the hand. So this may be in relation to finances for us, you know, out there trying to understand it here. And I am feeling that this is really, you know, it's going to look a little worse before it actually goes somewhere. But don't worry, don't give up hope, it will prosper.
It will get better. We won't communicate again.
Yes.
Do you know when we may communicate again?
Okay. Well, the communication can come within a day or two, but for the time being, we're going to leave this alone and we're going to move on. We have a full switchboard, and we don't mean to be rude, hon.
No, that's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so the next caller is going to be from area code 720-763. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Cheyenne. I'm calling from Colorado.
Yes, hello, Cheyenne. How may we help you today?
Thank you. I would like to know if it's a good idea for me to move from where I am, or should I just stay where I am in the place? I have an apartment, and so I would like to know.
It is actually a better idea for you to move, hon, because the environment you have been in has only held you back and has only created frustration and problems for you. In fact, the energy there is in such a form that you don't even want to leave the house. And it's more or less when you're in that house, you just want to do nothing. You just want to sit down and do nothing. Okay?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
really need to break that bond, and you need to get out of there because astrologically, your astropetography in this area, I sense psychically, is not very good for you.
Okay. Do you see it being next month, or do you see it being this month?
Okay. Next month, sweetie. But we're going to leave it at that. And
right.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Once more, before we move on to our next caller, remember we are offering a special of $5 for 15 minutes on our website at howpsychic.com. That is how, as in how are you today, and then psychic.com.
All right, area code 636-296. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
My name is Chrissy, and I'm calling from St. Louis. I was just curious what you see as far as career with me.
Okay, Chrissy, give me one moment, and let me see what I can come up with for you. All right. Is there a change of career that you're going to be making here? So I feel
I've
a
been
shift.
Thinking about
it's
making. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be exactly what you're doing now. And this is actually a good shift. So I get the message you need to go ahead and make it. Okay. And I feel that it's going to lead you to better prospects and better prosperity. As what you have right now, you are not so much happy with. I mean, it sustains you, but it doesn't bring what you want. Okay?
Do you get any idea of what that shift should be? like what area or field that should be? Because I'm not getting it.
Similar to what you're doing, but it's different. It might be from a different angle.
Okay.
And you might have to like tap into different things, you know, to figure out what really intrigues you, where you'll when you feel it, when you know it, you'll actually will feel it. And that's in every situation, whether it be your friends, a good relationship, your family, a new person in your life. It's that feeling that you get when you know. So you may, like, he can sit there and tell you, like, you can do arts or whatever, but you may not even like arts, right? And you won't even tap into that. So it's a way the universe is kind of shifting you in different places where it's going to lead you to that destination. So my suggestion is be open to everything that comes in your way. Have fun with it. And if you don't like it, you know, you can always go somewhere. But just know that every step that you take is leading you to that direction. And if you fight it, you'll never get there. And it'll take you longer. So be very, very open on your journey.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. One more caller here. Area code 404-992. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question for me, please.
Hi, this is Nancy. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is just either for me or my fiance, we've just been really having trouble with our jobs, and I was just wondering, do you see anything better coming for us as far as that?
Okay. Actually, I do see a balance taking place here. One thing I've got to ask you, though, that I'm picking up on, is there a lawsuit pending or one that could be pending?
Yes, there is. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm actually seeing this taking a turn for the better. This has been drawn out for quite some time, and it's been very hopeless looking for you. Like you, to you, it really looks hopeless. However, it is brighter than it seems to be, and it will take a swift turnaround for the better and within benefit of you and the rightful parties.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And my suggestion to you is, and you probably don't want to hear this, but the more your energy is down, you're just delaying it. So you need to really, both of you guys, just reshift your energy and be thankful for all the challenges that actually come in your way, because they're leading you to that right direction. I understand exactly what you're saying, but just know that it's taking you to the place where you need to be. So shift that energy, stay on the positive realm of things. Don't look at the negative things. And if you keep thinking that you can't keep jobs, then guess what? You're just going to attract that. So you really got to turn on that internal drive in you, and you know, start doing some affirmations and meditation in the morning. Because at the end of the day, you can actually change that whole direction. But the more you stay on the low vibrational energy, the more you're just delaying all your true blessings to come in your way. So, you know, start shifting it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome, honey.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. She's from my hometown. I'm in Atlanta.
Wonderful.
All right, well, one more caller really quick. Let's see here. Area code 414-604. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, I'm calling from Milwaukee, and this is Marion. I just wanted to ask the question. Do you see a child? I'm looking at the
child. Do I see what? A child?
A child, yes.
Okay, a child. Sounds like you're saying child there for a minute. I'm like, what? all right, give me one moment, hon.
Baby.
Yes, actually, I do, because I'm getting the message that two becomes one.
Okay.
Well, as we all know, it takes two people to make a child, right? Well, I do see a child, okay? But I also get the message that you need to be careful, okay, in the next week, okay? Just cautious.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying go around all paranoid and thinking, oh, my God, a psychic told me to be careful. No, I mean, just be a little bit more cautious than normal. That's all. Not that any real harm's going to come your way. I just get the feeling like you need to be cautious and you need to keep your eyes open because there is something else really good coming your way, okay? And if you're not cautious and you're not careful, you could miss it. Have you been struggling financially?
I sure have.
Okay.
A child will be a early burden, then, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, I mean, we're financially, but at the same time, because I just have this really powerful, I've been having these really powerful, like, dreams and feelings, and I said, you know, I got to call somebody I trust to tell me. So even last night I had one, and it's like I could feel the baby moving, like it was moving so much that I could see its arms and legs, and then, but like, what is that about? Is that me just going forward, or is that a real baby? Or?
Well, baby represents a void in life, so you got to really be careful, and don't allow, you got to change that belief system. Do you deserve that you can have a child? Let me ask you that question.
I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Do you believe that you deserve having a baby in this lifetime?
Oh, of course. Yes, definitely.
Of course, then. So don't allow the fear to come in your way because you're allowing the doubt, which is ego, to come interfere. So if you go on that belief system that you deserve to have a child, and if you trust within Source, then there's no questions, hon. Don't question what Source is doing for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, awesome, and thank you both so much as always. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I want to reach out to that Erica 404. Oh, she just hung up, I think, on me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got one more. Hold on. I was trying to get Erica 404 back online, but she just dropped the call.
Okay.
I think we got one more caller.
Okay. I see something moving around.
I know. Uh-huh. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on with this switchboard here really quick.
Molly 66 said the dream of being pregnant can mean birthing new ideas. That is true. Thanks for the reminder, Molly.
Okay, I can't get 414 on mute. I don't know if they have.
You want me to try?
I got it.
There it goes.
All right, cool. Hold on 1 second here. Area code 352702, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question for me, please.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida, and I was wondering if you can tell me what you see concerning the insurance situation regarding the vandalism of my truck. They're trying to get out of paying it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you can see if they're going to.
They won't get away with it. That's what I'm seeing right away. They're not going to get away with it. It might look like they're squirming away from it a little bit because they do know how to manipulate the system to a degree. But we have a really good person on this, and they will not let them get away.
Okay. All right, that's good to hear.
Another thing, have you gotten fingerprints off of it?
No. But now the mechanics handled it, everybody's...
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about that the other day, and I was thinking, you know, I wonder if she got the prints off of that.
No, but we didn't know it was vandalism until after the mechanic had already... It had already been towed, and the mechanic had taken it apart. And so the appraiser went and looked at it and said, yeah, I don't have a problem here. They've got this as a fraud one case, and I don't see anything wrong here. This is, you know, legit. But the adjuster is trying to say, well, I had just bought a new policy, but it's because I had just moved and my old insurance company wouldn't renew me because I'm in a different county. I'm too far away. And so I had to get a new insurance company. And actually, I wasn't even buying that much insurance, and they talked me into it when I got in the office. So the next day is when my truck quit going down the road. And she's like, well, we're investigating it because we're trying to see if it was it really happened before you bought the insurance, because it was right after you bought it. And I said, well, obviously it didn't happen before I bought it, because I drove it in there. They looked at the vehicle, and they saw me drive out of it. It was running perfectly, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing, is it's just a new insurance policy with them, and that's because I had just moved.
Yeah. Well,
okay. So, anyways, but they're trying to get out of paying it. In the meantime, I'm sitting stranded without a vehicle. My truck's been sitting there for 2 weeks, and they told the mechanic not to fix it.
Lord.
And then they told him, you know, you can put a mechanic's lien on it, and then if we pay it, we can just send the check directly to you. There's no reason for him to put a mechanic's lien unless I refuse to pay him, and he's got my truck for collateral.
Lord have mercy. Well, honey,
yeah,
they're not going to get away
with it. I've never heard of. Okay, so do you see when I'll get my truck back?
Well, I don't see that yet, hon, to be all honest. All I know is that this will be resolved sooner than later.
That's good to hear.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. All right, Adam, you want to go ahead and announce your special? Oh, wait, you've only got one more caller. Go ahead and announce your special, and we'll take this one caller.
All right. Our special once more is howpsychic.com. If you visit our website right now, you can get a 15-minute reading for only $5. And once more, that website is howpsychic.com. That is how, as in like, hi, how are you, psychic, and then .com.
All right, let's take this last caller here. Area code 207367. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and please go right into your question.
Hi, this is Cindy, and I'm from the state of Maine.
Yes, hello, Cindy.
Hi, and my question is, do you see a relationship coming in for me in the near future?
Okay, Cindy, give me one moment, and let me see what I can pull out for you today. Oh, wow, well, we've got the Queen of Cups here, and the Queen of Cups, wow. You know, I'm getting the Ten of Swords with the Queen of Cups here today, and I don't normally use the card, but whenever I feel, you know, the energy level, I just try to reach over for them. The Ten of Swords really means to me that you have gone through quite a struggle in your love life in the past, but that now while you have been single for some time, it does look like the love life pretty soon is going to get better and pick up for you. In fact, there is a really good prospect coming in. This person, I feel, is very spiritually driven, like yourself, okay, is empathic, but doesn't know quite how to use or control their abilities. So they need a little bit more, you know, work on their spirituality. But, you know, there it is. They're very open-minded and very spiritually driven. It looks to me that this person does have a physical attraction that you would like, and I feel that they would be attracted to you. So it looks pretty good in that aspect as well. They seem to be quite a bit taller than the average human being. I'm getting about anywhere from 6 to 6'3", okay? So 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", something around there. They are slightly a little thinner than what their height would require. However, they are somewhat muscular. So what they, you know, what they don't have in weight, they make up for in muscle.
Perfect.
All right. This person has... Wow. Always bright colors, this one. I keep seeing bright colors on this one. So that's two things that you can look out for to know who they are. But you should know them when you see them.
Oh, so
and
you're saying they're wearing bright colors?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're always wearing bright colors. And
okay.
It looks to me that blue is one of their favorites, okay, along with yellow. And it actually has very good potential to turn into a marriage. Okay?
Oh, terrific.
All right, wonderful. Have a great day. And then we thank you
for
calling.
You too, thank you. Thank you.
All right, we got one chat question here. Melissa wants to know, will her grandmother's trust finally be settled? They went back to court April 18th.
Okay. You know, it will, but there's one last piece of red tape, and it won't be delayed anymore because this red tape will not be like all the rest you've had to go through. In fact, this red tape is one of the easiest ones you would have had yet. So when you find out whatever it is, you're just going to laugh at it because you already have it taken care of practically. So, yes, it will, and it will be settled very swiftly now.
Okay, I was going to wait for her response. I think we got someone else typing, too. Anyone in chat has a question, please ask it now, because if not, we're going to end the show.
Okay. I need, like, 2 seconds here, so I will be right back.
Okay.
Okay, I am back.
All right. She said thank you, and she had a feeling. Okay, good. Ifu Edge Radio wants to know, am I supposed to renew my professional license, or do I focus on a new direction only?
Go with both. Renew and focus on another direction as well. I'm feeling that both directions combined will help propel you to the ultimate goal of success. While I don't normally suggest a person handling 2 opportunities at once or 2 different sources of income, I feel that the old one needs to go down to more of a part-time or something that you're not investing a full-time basis in. The new direction that you're headed needs to become the full-time position. Use the old one to supplement the new. The old one, from what I'm sensing, does cost quite a bit of money to renew and to get things back in position, but it will be well worth it.
Well, I'm on a delay here, so I'm waiting for her to... waiting for them to respond, at least. What are we, like, on a 2-minute delay or a minute delay?
Yeah, something like that. I'm on my internet went out for a minute delay.
Oh, okay. She said, okay, thank you. It's a tedious process to renew for the renewal process. So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's why it would be well worth it, because I was seeing a hesitation there, like what she, you know, like I felt it was like the price and the tediousness. So,
yeah.
Okay. Full confirmation.
They're typing one more thing here, and then we'll go from there. Anyone else has a chat or want to call in, please call in now, because I think this is it. Let's see here. So I thought that maybe if I was to walk away, still typing, hold on.
Okay. In the meantime, while we are waiting for that, please visit howpsychic.com. That is spelled howpsychic.com. Right now we are running a special for $5 for 15 minutes. That is a flat $5. There are no taxes on any appointments that you book for any amounts of time on howpsychic.com.
All right. So I guess we're going to close it down since there's no more callers.
Okay.
We're usually on Saturdays, everyone. If anyone doesn't know, we're just doing a little special for the rest of the week. So
yes.
That special will be going on until at least Friday. And so definitely book your special for this week. But we're usually on every Saturday. So we welcome, we thank you, all of you guys for stopping by. And check us out on www.howpsychic.com. And definitely look at the different packages. We have Metamorphosis on there. We have a Reconnective Healer on there. We also have Adam that does spiritual work, monthly packages, and really inexpensive reading, especially this time of monetary recession here. So, all right. Well, namaste, love, lots of love and light and blessings to all of you guys.
All right, namaste, love, light, many blessings, and good night.
Thank you.
All right, well, you're going to have to hit the button.